Question was recently asked in Halakha on Friday night, let's say, Leil Shabbat. So the person comes home from Bet Knesset and the halot are still being warmed up in the oven or on the blech, wherever the lady warms it up. So the fellow wants to know, can he make kiddush without the bread on the table? And then after the kiddush, of course you take the challah out of the oven, you put it on the table, and you cover it, you do whatever you have to do. This was the question that was recently asked. The source of this question actually comes from the Gemara in Pesachim and Dabkov. The Gemara says that Rabba Barav Huna, he came to the house of the Resh Galut on Leil Shabbat. So when he came in, they brought him a table. They brought the table in front of him, and the bread was on the table. So it says he was pores mappa. He took the cloth, he covered the table, bekidesh, and he made kiddush. The Gemara then goes on and says, Tanya na mehache, ed mevi'im et ha-shulchan, ela im kem kiddush. That you shouldn't bring the table until after kiddush. However, if they brought the table in front of him, then already he has to cover the table and make the kiddush. What does this mean, bringing the table, not bringing the table? Tosfot says in the olden days, they used to have small tables. Like, a laptop they used to bring in front of everybody. A small table. And everybody would eat off that table. So the custom was in the olden days that they would come home and make kiddush. After they would make kiddush, they bring them the table. So it's clear that the old custom, from the times of the Gemara, there was no bread. Forget about bread. There was no table. They just came home and made kiddush. And then the table was brought to them. Comes Tosfot and says, you're going to ask me a question on this Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person comes home from Bet Knesset, two angels follow him home, escort him home. And when they see the table set, and they see the Nerot lit, and they see the house all in order, they give him a blessing. So what do you mean the table set? I thought they don't bring the table till after Kiddush. So Tosfot answers, no, the table is set. It's just not in front of them. The table's in the kitchen somewhere. So when the Malach sees that the table is ready to be brought in, the Malach is happy, gives him a beracha. So then Tosfot says, what about our custom? Our custom, he says, we have big tables. So therefore, it's not in inyan to make kiddush to bring the table to the person. We go to the table. So therefore, our custom is, the table is set from the beginning with the lechem, and he says the custom is to cover the lechem on the bottom and on the top, zecher l'man, just like the man used to come in the desert. It would have a layer of dew on the bottom and a layer of dew on the top, and that's where we got our custom to keep the bread on the table, from the fact that the table is big and we go to it, and he says it's kavod of the Shabbat to have it all there already. And that's what the Benuari writes in Shana Kavanot as well. He says that when a person, in the olden days he held, used to go to the fields to accept Shabbat. Then he says, you come home from Bet Knesset, and he says, the table is set with the bread and everything on it, and you're supposed to walk around the table, same as Moshe Shabbat. It's clear from the Benuari that the table was set with the bread before the Kiddush, and that is our custom, to have the bread set up at the time of the Kiddush. However, if for whatever reason a person did not, of course, he's yotzei kiddush. You cannot say he made some sort of avon of some sort, because you clearly see from the times of the Talmud that the common practice was to make kiddush without the lechem on the table. But again, for that fellow that's asking, that he's warming up the halot, so we answer him, bring two halot to the table, and the other halot that you're warming up, leave them in there. And then after the kiddush, bring out the other ones, and you can make the hamotzi, because he wants to make the hamotzi when they're still hot. So bring two lechemim on the table, so at least you have the hamishneh. And then after kiddush, go and switch them. Go bring the. You don't have to make the hamotzi specifically on the same ones that were on the time of the kiddush. They should be on the table. So that's the way you can get around the problem. But again, we have to stay to the tradition that the table should be set with the halot, with the coverings on the top and the bottom at the time of the kiddush. But again, sometimes, let's say a person is at a sebet, or he's at a hotel for Shabbat or something, and the caterer didn't yet bring the bread to the table. And the people want to make kiddush. They want to make the kiddush, and the guy says, okay, we're getting the bread. So he doesn't have to delay the kiddush. He can make the kiddush right away. And then maybe they want to have some benachot or something like that. Or he'll make kiddush, and then by the time they go wash their hands, they're going to have the bread already prepared for them. So that's also okay as well. The person shouldn't think, asur, we're not allowed to make a kiddush. No, it's mutar. It's just that the prevalent custom is to do everything at the same time, to have everything in order.